And this is, of course, important in your professional life as well, or could be. If, say, you design something and then you ask people, so why do you think this is good or bad? Or if you're a journalist asking a politician, so why did you make this decision? Or if indeed you are a politician and try to explain why a certain decision was made. So this may all seem a bit disturbing. But if you want to look at it from a positive direction, it could be seen as showing, okay, so we're actually a little bit more flexible than we think. We can change our minds. Our attitudes are not set in stone. And we can also change the minds of others if we can only get them to engage with the issue and see it from the opposite view. And in my own personal life, since starting with this research, so my partner and I, we've always had the rule that you're allowed to take things back. So just because I said I liked something a year ago doesn't mean I have to like it still. And getting rid of the need to stay consistent is actually a huge relief and makes relational life so much easier to live. Anyway, so the conclusion must be, know that you don't know yourself, or at least not as well as you think you do. Thanks.